Jesus. I can't wait to see what God is going to do today for us. Because there's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing a certain thing that causes us to act a certain kind of way. God wants to heal us on today. He wants us not to be us. The Bible declares that if we are new in Christ, we become a new creature. All things are passed away, and all things have become new. But we still holding on to them old attitudes. We still holding on to our old ways, our old actions, and our old reactions. We still got some things down in the inside of our hearts that God want to uproot. We go to God and we always pray, Lord, reveal these things, God. Show us these things, Lord. Expose these things. And then when they are revealed and they are exposed, it triggers the old. It triggers the old attitude, the old ways, the old actions. And then we act as if we ain't done did nothing. We act as if it ain't nothing that what we doing it the way that God designed us to do it. We go to a place of saying, I don't understand, or don't nobody understand me, or this or that. We all get into a place inside of our hearts that causes us to have a hard heart. It causes us not to search ourselves or even approve ourselves. Because it's a lot of times, he called it in Okoshana, that things happen and occur and we don't even know the whole truth. So how can we even accept the truth? It's a lot of conversations that we have, even in secret with other people, and we plant seeds with hidden intentions and hidden motives, and then when these things are accomplished, we still act as if we have done nothing. On Friday, when we was in here, it was two things that the Lord kept focusing on. And the first thing that he was focusing on is that it's part of the territory, and that things is going to come. And people is going to come up against you, and they're going to lie on you. They're gonna fake at it. They're going to be superficial. They're going to pretend. They're going to wear masks. They're going to do all sorts of evil against you, even in their heart, and not even to nobody. Let me tell you something. You can think evil and wicked about somebody and don't even share it with nobody else. And it ain't doing nothing but festering and causing all manner of foolishness to take place within you. God is dealing with us about that thing. God is dealing with us about this stuff.
I'd like to play this song.
God is dealing with us about this stuff. He dealing with us about all this hidden stuff. And then we are not addressing it the way that God say address it. It's a difference in confessing a thing. And instead of, if you got an art against your brother or your sister, you are supposed to go to them. Get that thing together. The Bible even says that if we don't do it, and we come to him and pray, that we supposed to stop praying and then go and get that thing together. This is what the Bible says. The Bible declares not only is we supposed to get that thing together, because the God I serve, he's a God of reconciliation. He is not a God of confusion. So if I come to you and I start venting or telling you some things or the way that I feel or expressing myself, don't you know that I, even up to my knee, is planting negative seeds in somebody else about you? This is what folk do. This is what folk do. And see, it does not do nothing. But the Bible says, woe be unto you if you cause division amongst the brethren. But the Bible also say you blessed if you're a peacemaker. That's what the Bible declares. But we as people, we as folk, and then we act like we don't do nothing. Guilty by association. And then we have to be careful, because in the midst of it all, y'all, please listen to me today. When you dwell, the Bible says if you dwell on the past, it'll destroy you. Don't you know that that destruction that's going on in the inside of you, because you keep dwelling on that thing, that it's going to be easy for you to destroy somebody else. Even their thoughts towards somebody else. Even how they feel towards somebody else. It's all got to stop at some point. Y'all may not like me after today, but I don't give a rest to you. Because I'm going to tell exactly what the Lord is showing me. What he been dealing with me about. What he been dealing with me about. All last week, I told y'all Friday how he was dealing with me about all this stuff. And yes, it's part of the territory. But the question is, what you going to do with the knowing? When you know that this person is doing this, when you know that this person feeling this type of way, when you know that this person is talking this type of way or acting in a fake or when they super fit, and what is you going to do with it? Is you still going to love them out of a pure heart? Is you still going to pray for them? Is you still going to try to be peace, have peace with that individual? Is you? Or is you going to go off into a shell or be ashamed to face this stuff? Because this is the stuff that defiles us. Let me. This is the stuff that defiles us. This is the stuff that will keep us from seeing God's face. This is the stuff that will make him say, depart from me, I know you not. He don't care how much you prophesy. He don't care how many hands you done laid on people and they was healed, delivered. He don't care about the miracles and the signs and the wonders that he allowed you to do, because without him, you are absolutely nothing. He don't care how much you speak in tongues or how good you think you can pray. He don't care about all that. He don't. We talking about, can we reason together? But how can you reason with a fool? How could you reason with somebody that's stuck on what they believe and they don't even know the whole truth? It's what they see or what they hear. How many times have I said to us, do not be deceived by what you see or what you hear? Because everything that you see and hear really ain't what it pertains to be. But the enemy, his goal is to divide and conquer. This is what he is. He will use other people in the midst to plant these little bitty seeds in their venting or in their saying different other kind of stuff. And then it will bring up or bring back some past stuff in that individual concerning that person that had absolutely nothing to do with it, but trying to keep peace. I'm just saying. And then they throwing some things on there. And then they throw. It's almost like the bricks and the mortars, y'all. But what are we going to do with all this stuff? Are you looking at your own self? Lord, remove these thorns. They hindering us. They're keeping us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from seriously living holy and righteous in your love. It's messing us up, God. I'm standing in a gap for every nation, every tongue, every religion, every nationality, and every culture, myself and everybody that ever crossed my path. I'm standing in a gap right now, God, making a petition for us all, Lord, because we all fall short. Ain't none of us got it together, Jesus. But I'm striving to keep it together. Lord, help us on today. Give us a heart of acceptance that we may be able to accept the truth, that we may be able to look at our own selves in the mirror. When you're looking in the mirror, don't you know it's a reflection? R-E-F-L-E-X-I-O-N. So you're actually looking at yourself. But are you really looking at yourself? And then there's another word of reflection that's spelled R-E-F-L-E-C-T-I-O-N. That's the word that the Lord was dealing with me about today. The reflection within, and then it's a colon, realism. How easy is it to be real for real? Because you can fake or pretend for so long. You can only do it for so long. And then when it do come out, you get shame. And then try to be real. Now you're trying to be real? What? Why that realism wasn't there in the beginning? Because if I have a problem with anybody, I'm going to them. I'm going to them face to face. And I'm going to deal with that thing. I'm going to deal with it because I don't want to have no animosity and grudging in my heart. Why? Because it ain't going to be pleasing to the Lord. And this is what he says in his word. He say, if you are my disciples, you're going to abide in my word, and my word is going to abide in you. Therefore, that means his word is the truth. So if I'm abiding in his truth, that means I'm looking at the truth, I'm speaking the truth, I'm living the truth, and baby, I'm going to walk in that truth. Now, a lot of people may not like me because of the truth that dwells in me. I don't give a rat's tail. Believe that. It's a lot of people that hate the God in me because I speak the truth. Even if I'm wrong, I speak the truth about it. See, I'm going to pause this. I'm not the type of leader that pretends that I got it together. If I openly am wrong, I'm going to openly tell it. And I'm going to openly say it without any shame, embarrassment, fear, hesitation, or doubt, or even compromising my salvation. Because can't none of y'all put me in heaven or hell, and I ain't scared. I'm not ashamed of absolutely nothing that I have done or that I have even experienced, because God brought me through and he's still taking me through. So it's a testimony for me. It's a testimony for me. The Bible says, don't let your good be evil spoken of, but it is all the time. They even let God, Jesus' goodness was evil spoken of. And what did he say? This is what Jesus said. Every time they spoke evil against him, he said, if that's what you say, okay. So it's okay for people to think like that about you. Keep it moving. It's okay for them to act that type of way about you. Keep it. Don't let it become a strain on your brain that it will alter what God put inside of you. Are y'all paying me attention today? Don't let it. Don't let all these other. Keep your spiritual lenses on so that you can visibly see these things and then respond wisely. Please respond wisely. The name of the sermon today. The reflection within. Then it's the colon. And he put in capital letters with an explanation point on the end. Realism. I ain't waiting on fucking people to come. I keep telling them to be on time. I'm going to get his word just like he gave it to me. I preached a sermon before about words, didn't I? See, all this stuff that I be preaching is for to help us. So when challenges or situations or experiences come in our lives, we would know how to handle it more godly instead of carnally. But we want to do it our way. And in our way, what do it cause? Chaos, confusion, misunderstanding, bitterness, hate, shame, embarrassment, guilt, regrets. It causes all this stuff, which is the devices of who? The devil. And the Bible declares that if you practice these things, that the devil is your father. Now that's what the book say. I ain't making it up. Read it. It's in there. Matthew's. It's in there. If you think in these things, guess what? The devil is your father. If you suppressing these things, that means they are in the inside. Guess what? The devil is your father. If you being superficial, fake, all that other stuff, guess what? The devil is your father because it's in the inside of you. It's those reflections within you that messes you up, messes me up, messes him up, messes us all up. It's the stuff that's in the inside that I'm going to prove it. Reflection. Reflection is the production of an image by or as if by a mirror. So when you're looking in that mirror, you're looking at who? A reflection. It's an image. Whose image are you portraying? Really? Because you could portray something that is really not what it is. You could portray something that really is not what it really is. So whose image? Because the Bible declares that God made us in his image. But the sin, because we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, that image attached itself to us. So I'm going to ask you, whose image are you portraying? What image are you portraying? Because you can look as pretty as you want to on the outside. You can have it all. But let me tell you something. That stuff that's in the inside is the real truth. That's the truth. For real, for real. Because people be holding on to something. And then I got to say this because he's putting it on my heart again. And the Lord had me to tell itty bitty this. He just had me to tell her this last time. This is why he had to separate you from some folk. Because of what they portray. And their image. And these are the ones that were sticking close to you, baby. The ones that you thought or believed. And even though you never even said absolutely nothing to that individual, you just knew that you had it. That don't mean you don't love them. It don't mean that you ain't praying for them. It does not mean you just know that there must be boundaries. It gotta be. And then they say, well, you don't treat me the same. You don't do the same. Then, baby, I can't. I can't. On top of I ain't. See, it ain't that I'm acting funny. It It's a difference in acting funny than being funny. Let me say that again. It's a difference than acting funny than being funny. Because it be funny to other folk when they secretly devise things thinking that you don't know. Okay. I thank God that he don't let nothing come upon me unaware. Because I've been saying it for the last 2 months. Because I know I just was waiting. Just waiting and not saying absolutely nothing. Because I know God is not a liar. I'm not deceived by the pretense. I just know that that's their character, and they it ain't that they don't know better. It's just that they ain't trying to do better. Because the Bible says even a child know when they doing something wrong. So us adults know too. We know when we thinking wrong. We know when we want wrong to happen to other folk. I'm finna go to the book Matthew chapter 12. We're gonna start there. Reflection. The production of an image by or as if by a mirror. It's an effect produced by an influence. Did y'all see it? Did y'all hear that? Reflection is an effect produced by an influence. What is your conversations influencing others to think about others? What influence have you had on others by the words that you have spoken? Even though you thought and believed that you were doing something right. Come on. What is reflection? It's an often obscure or indirect criticism or reproach. Now, what is reproach? It's to express disappointment in or displeasure with a person for conduct that is blameworthy or in need of amendment. Why you all the time pointing the finger, wagging the head at somebody because of what you think or what you believe? Why you reproaching folk? See, we get it all messed up and all twisted with that scripture saying, confess your faults to one another, then pray for one another that you may be healed. Because when you confess in a fart, your confession is what you did, not what they did that you think they made you act that way. Let me start over again. It's a lot of times that when we confess, this is what we do. Well, I said that and did that because you said this and did that. That's not a confession. That's blaming. That's pointing the finger. That's judging or telling somebody that you the reason why I acted like that. No, I know it. You chose to act like that, even though I was acting like that. So confess what you did. Don't try to blame your actions or reactions on what you think or believe that I said or how I reacted. Understand what a confession is. The Bible says if you got an ought against your brother or your sister, or ought is if you got a problem or there's a concern, you supposed to go to them. Why you got to go to somebody else and start venting and saying such stuff? Don't you know you planting seeds? I'm going to use the word that Webster used. You are trying to influence. What is your influence? What is your motive for real, though? What is the real motive? Because you say, because when I say I be accused of so much stuff, and I'm just talking about event. Directly and indirectly. And the first thing to come out of their mouth, you supposed to be a man or a woman of God. You supposed to be the I am. It ain't no supposed to, because I have made my calling and my election sure. I am. I know exactly who I am. But do you know who you are? Because the Bible says that as servants to one another, okay, let me go to another scripture. The Bible says, as us being fitly joined together and knitted together, that we should be able to come to one another in reason. Why can't we reason together? It's okay if your perspective is different from mine. I'm not mad at you because your perspective is different from mine. I'm not going to have a grudge against you because you don't agree with me. Or you may not understand where I'm coming from. And you misunderstanding where I'm coming from, that does not mean I'm going, you know what, she's such and such and he's such and such. No. I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask God to touch our hearts that we may even come in agreement in a disagreement. That's what a man or woman of God do. I'm not going to go back and forth with you and argue with you. Because the Bible says that I become a fool if I do that. If I come to you and I'm trying to talk to you and you screaming and you hollering and you doing this and that, guess what? I'm going to be quiet and I'm going to let you do you. Because the Bible says I can't reason with a fool. So I'm just going to let you do you. Because no matter what I say, how I say it, how I try to persuade you, how I try to convince you, or even let you try to help you to see the truth, it does not matter. You're going to believe what you want to believe because of what you are influenced by. What you saw, what you heard, or what you think. God ain't pleased with that, y'all. He's not. What is a reflection? It's a thought, an idea, or opinion formed, or a remark made as a result of meditation. That means what you dwelling on in your thoughts. What's tormenting you and troubling you in your mind. We're talking about reflections. It's a careful weighing of the reasons for or against someone or something. So because you've been meditating on this thing or this situation, this experience or this concern, it has caused you to reason in your mind and your thought to turn against that person because of your opinion. Now let me tell you what an opinion is. It's a belief stronger than an impression and less stronger than positive knowledge. In other words, an opinion is an idea that is believed to be true or valid without positive knowledge. So you really don't know what you think you know. But that's your opinion. And your opinion has caused you to alter your thoughts, your feelings, your whatever it is towards that individual. Because of what? What you see, what you hear, and what you think inside of your own mind. The Bible says if the head is sick, the entire body is sick. So if your thoughts in your body and in your mind is all messed up, where is it going to trickle down to? The heart. And it's going to start taking root. Y'all? These things is going to take root. And when they start taking root, it is going to what? Alter. It may turn you to the right or turn you to the left. It may turn you all the way around and you be going in circles. But listen, y'all. What is a reflection? It's a careful weighing of reasons for or against someone or something. It's a cause of shame. Because you get shame. After the fact. I know I'm telling the truth because the Lord showed me. And I know some folk in here that can contest to that. What What's realism? It's a concern for fact or reality and rejection of the impractical and visionary. So have we actually accepted the truth? This is what realism is. And rejected that thought that we conjured up. He had me preach a sermon about notions. These are things that we conjure up within our own minds and in our own hearts because of what we thought, what we hear, what we believe, and all that other stuff. We're talking about the reflections within. What's really going on in the inside of us? What's really going on in the inside of us is causing us to be the way that we are, even though we know the book, we read the book, and we say we saved. Are we really saved, and what are you saved from? Because we got to be saved from that lie in order to live the truth. Without rejecting it, and in that rejection is because we are brought to shame. Why? Then that's when pride sets in. Y'all getting it? Pride sets in and prevents us from even wanting to face it. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to deal with it. We don't want to take accountability. We don't want to acknowledge it. We don't even want to be in the midst of it. Why? Because of exposure. Which is shame. Okay, let's go to the book. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. I told y'all about these words that you say. They'll mess you up. And then we regret what we done said. We talking about what Jesus said to us. Matthew chapter 12, I'm sorry, verse 34. O generation of vipers. Y'all know vipers is snake, somebody sneaky, somebody that's cunning. How can ye, being evil, speak good things? I just sat up here and explained to y'all. I don't care how much you speak in tongues, quote scripture, and all this other stuff. Good and evil cannot come out the same fountain. Sweet, sour, it just can't. But this is what we professing. This is what we portraying. This is what we doing as God's people. And it is not of God. It's just not. We're talking about the reflections within. We're talking about that stuff that's going on down in the inside of your heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. He said the abundance of the heart. He didn't say the little in the heart. So it's a whole bunch of stuff that's going on down in the inside of your heart, even from your past, that has allowed you to experience something in your future or what is going on currently in your life. And because that is so much that you have already experienced, which is in an abundance, what you are going through right now triggered that abundance that's down in your core, that's down in the inside of you, and you taking it out on whoever is in your current experience. He said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Because if you pay attention, in the midst of you pointing the finger and wagging the head and judging and saying what this person did or what that person did, it really ain't even directed at that person, but it's directed to another person. But you're the culprit, so you getting the backlash. I experienced it yesterday. Everybody experienced these things because there's something going on in your heart towards somebody else, and I happen to be there in the midst. Jesus. So I get it all. It's okay, throw it all at me, because guess what? I'm built up for this. I'm built up for it, baby. It ain't gonna make me hate you. It ain't going to make me not pray for it. I'm going to love you with any and everything in me. For real. I ain't going to be fake. I ain't going to be superficial. Because the Bible says, if I do these things out of a sincere and pure heart, I'm even cause a fire on your head. You're the one that's going to be feeling some type of way. Not me. I'm good, boo. ain't gonna lose no sleep, and I sure ain't gonna lose no meal. Unless you tell me fast. I'm gonna look at myself in the mirror and say, you know what? I gotta make sure that I don't react because they acting. I gotta make sure that I don't think a certain type of way, even though I don't react, because I don't want it to trickle down in my heart and I suppress it. And then I start being grudging and I start being envious and I start hating folk. So I gotta keep looking at my own reflection. Not saying I can get it right, but I can say, Lord, help me to make it right. I'm not ashamed because I want to face that thing that got me feeling some type of way so that I can be free from it. If I don't face it and I'm suppressing it or running from it or hiding it, then how am I going to be free? Because sooner or later, if it don't, let me tell you something. It may not be with the person or the situation or the experience that you want to face. He gonna let it happen with somebody else. You gotta face it sooner or later, baby. I'd rather face the now so later I know how to handle it better. I'm gonna say it again. I want to face the now so later I know how to act better. I want to face it now so later I'll be able to walk right through it better. Are y'all, I hope y'all get, the Lord always used me as an example. I believe I go through all this different other kind of stuff so that I can tell y'all, it's going to get greater later, baby. You ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to hold on to it. Don't you act because somebody else is reacting. Don't you think some type of way because somebody else is thinking. And even if you know that they sorry, that they, see, because there's a lot of times that I'm always calling and ringing folk phone, knocking on their door saying, you know what, baby, it's so. No, God did not even allow me to do that this time. He said, I'm going to teach them not to be so prideful. See, pride will mess you up. God hates pride, y'all. It's okay to take accountability for your mess. Because guess what you're doing? Bringing the devil to shame. Like, you know what? I ain't finna keep on letting you be my father. I got a new father. I ain't finna continue to keep on walking around with an attitude. I ain't finna keep on continuing to run. So you run from this church to that church. You run from that man to that man. You run from that woman to that woman. You run from your mama and then try to take somebody else as your mama. I'm just saying, y'all. We gotta face all this foolishness in order to be able to face God without a spot or a wrinkle. I want to go to heaven. I'm trying to help all of us go there together. I want to hold hands going up there shouting hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You hear what I say? It may be tight, but it's right. I'm telling y'all, we got to do better. We got to do better amongst one another. Because how can we say we love Jesus when we can't love one another? How can we say that you are my brother or my sister when we trying to help one another? The Bible says if I see my brother or my sister overtaken in a fall, I am to go to them and to help them to be restored. Not go to them and gossip with them about whatever made them feel that way. Any example that we give is a testimony of what God is doing for you. How he is doing it. Don't you know it's tried and true? The things that you pray for and ask God to deliver you from or help you with or to get past or get through. Don't you know you are going? The Bible says when you are drawn away from your sin, you're going to be tempted. So everything you ask of him to do, that temptation is going to come. And let me tell y'all this. God will use people that's close to you to mold you, baby. I don't care if they in the church or out the church. I don't care if they in a band Did you hear what I say? It could be your mama, your daddy, your sister. Baby, it could be. The Lord will use your enemies. You just keep on trying to do right. You keep on trying to think right. Because he say, if your ways pleases him, he what? He not going to withhold no good thing from you. He say, I will even make your enemies at peace with you. Did you hear what I say? So the ones that you think your enemy, baby, I have experienced it. People who hate me, baby, they come and they giving into my bosom. They just giving it and trying to love. And then I, because my ways towards them and everybody else is always the same. I'm not easily moved by how you treat me or what you say about me or what you think about. That don't easily move me. It don't. Because it's not really you, but it's the spirits that's inside of you and that's attached to you. And when God has delivered you from them, and then you get around other people that has that same spirit that you have been delivered from, it want to reattach itself to you and make you be just like you were, because the devil don't know no new tricks. He gonna keep using the old stuff, the old experience, the old situations, the old concerns to make you stay in that place of mental bondage and mental torment. This is why he said don't dwell on that stuff. So if you want to dwell on it and you stay back there, go right ahead. I can't, I got too much to look forward to. I'm moving forward. I'm not back there. But if you want to stay back there, because a lot of people want to detach or divide or stay away from a pole, then stay back there then. You're going to see me way up here. You may have to try to catch up, and I ain't going to stop and wait on you then. Because when you was there, you should have stayed in position. You hear what I say? That's between you and God. You ain't got to catch up with me, man. Because I'm off and running. I'm pressing towards the mark of the prize. I'm looking for a prize. You understand what I'm saying? I want to wear the crown of glory. I want to walk on it. I want to walk on all that gold, baby. I want to go through them pearly gates. I want to see the doves, baby. The Lord actually showed me it is, and they look transparent. I want to go up there. I want to be transformed into the image that he made me originally, which is spirit. But I got to first be able to make it here with everybody else, or I won't see his face. I want to see his face. For real, for real. For real, for real. I ain't playing, I ain't pretending. Listen, I can't say I don't give a rest to what nobody else do, because if I didn't, I wouldn't be up here pleading and begging and teaching and preaching. So I'm not going to say that. But what I will say is the Bible declares that we got to seek out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Ain't nobody else scared to go to hell. That's on them. I'm scared. You understand what I'm saying? Don't nobody else want to take in regard and disregard? Then guess what? That's on them. Because God gave us what? A free will choice. That's your choice. I can't get mad at you because you choose to do evil, or think evil, or be evil, or act evil. I can't get mad. Let me give y'all the book. I done preached the sermon already. Listen. Matthew 12, verse 34. O generation of vipers, how can ye be an evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. So how could you say that it's so you thinking good towards somebody else, and then the next second you talking evil?
Drop the mic.
How? So is that some good? I'm going to read this scripture again so y'all can get it. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. This is why that scripture say you could get angry but sin not. So even in my anger, I've been really, really angry at people. But I never spoke evil to them or about them. Never. And I'd have been angry and expressed it and showed it in this sanctuary. Because there's not evil treasures in my heart towards anybody. Regardless to what is going on. Out of a good, see, I'm just giving y'all the Bible. Let's see. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak. That's why I say you better be careful what you say. What is idle? It's not turned to normal or appropriate use. It's lacking worth or basis. It's having no evident lawful means or support. Sometimes we be speaking stuff and ain't even got none to support what we speaking. So are we speaking the truth? We speaking what we think. We speaking what we believe. We speaking what we saw or what we heard. But is there any support? So you idly speaking. You're just talking, just talk. Just be quiet. Just be quiet. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So what have you spoken, or what have you said that has evidence to justify the words that came from your heart? Or how them words condemned you? It's causing you to get in trouble. What? Matthew 15. Let me prove it to you. Matthew 15. We start from the top. Then came to Jesus the scribes and the Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Folk always going to accuse you of something. We talking about the men and women of God that went to Jesus and was talking about the men of God that walk with him. That folk going to always accuse you of something. They going to always point the finger and wag the head. This is where that saying comes. They supposed to be a man of God or a woman of God. They supposed to be saved. They supposed to be this. Why you pointing the finger and wagging the head at me? Why you pointing the finger and wagging the head at somebody else? Have you looked at your own reflection? Because the Bible says we're supposed to do that. So what are you doing it for? The Bible says that we're supposed to judge. So why are you doing that? That's your opinion of that individual. How many times I told y'all to keep y'all opinions to yourself? It'll get you in trouble. I'm talking with God. I just told y'all what opinion was. Opinions are vain babblings. Did y'all hear what I say? It's what you thought or what you believe. But he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? In other words, why are you offensive? Why are you offended because of your tradition? What is my tradition? I believe what I want to believe, and it don't matter what nobody else say, because I know what I saw and I know what I heard, and can't nobody else tell me nothing. Ain't that your own tradition? That's your own tradition. Listen, for God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die to death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. Like, I'm doing this because I want to do boy, girl, bad. And honor not his father or his mother. He shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God a non-effect by your tradition, ye hypocrites. Well did Esaias prophesy to you, saying, this people draw not unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So it does not matter how you scream, holler, prophesy, or speak in tongues, or pray, or none of that. Your heart is far from God. Why did he say that? But in vain they do worship me, teaching for the doctrines the commandments of men. So you doing you, in other words. Because we make up our own commandments as we go through this life. Those are those conditions I preached about. Those conditions that we put on ourselves and other people become our commandments. Because I ain't got to put up with that. That's your condition. I ain't got to deal with it. I can just say, okay, those are your commandments then. That we do it to ourselves. I'm giving it to y'all in layman terms so you can understand how we doing the stuff that Jesus don't want us to do. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. So what is defile? It's to corrupt the purity or perfection of. So that thing that you thought to trickle down to your heart and it has set in and caused all kind of manner of evil, hate, bitterness, and all other kind of stuff that happened inside of your heart. And then when you experience something or you're going through something, it's coming up out of you. It's defiling you because it's not pure. It's corrupt. It's to violate the sanctity of. It's to make unfit for use by the addition of something harmful or undesirable. What is defile? It's to treat shamefully or with great disrespect, be it a sacred place, object, or person. And this is what we do. We are totally disrespectful to one another. We think everything common. Y'all better read the scriptures in Acts about Peter. About Peter and thinking things and people are common. Because it's not. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? Yeah, the Bible declares that the word is going to offend you, especially if it's true. You don't want to hear the truth. So you want to overtalk me and yell and scream and holler because you don't want to hear the truth. So even after you get to screaming and hollering and all this and all that, you want to walk away because you don't want to hear nothing that nobody else said because you don't want to accept the truth. Or you want to hang up. Or you want to text or block. I'm just saying. Because you don't want to accept the truth because you don't want to hear the truth. Because your truth is the truth. It's what you think and what you believe. From what you saw, what you heard. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father have not planted shall be rooted up. Leave them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the deep. Did you hear what I said? So when you know what you know, what you know, and then somebody else that you know hates you or bitter or whatever, or venting and doing all this other stuff, trying to tell somebody else to let the blind leave them alone, let both they are everybody blind, let them go ahead and fall into the ditch on their own. The blind leading the blind. Somebody that hates you and don't like you, trying to tell somebody else not to hate you and not like you, and all the spirits is roaming around in there together, attaching to one another because of the seed that you have already planted, because of something that you don't thrown on the path. Let the blind lead the blind. Leave them alone. That's why I shuts my mouth a whole lot of days. I be like, okay, let them think what they want to think. Let them say what they want to say. Because if Jesus did not, if God did not plant it, baby, it's going to be uprooted anyway. It's going to be exposed. And then everybody shamed all over again. Everybody want to be sorry. Then they regret their actions. Then they, and I'm just looking like, I tried to tell you before you got to that point. But you ain't want to hear what I want to say because you hung up. You ain't want to hear what I wanted to say because you want to scream and holler. You ain't want to hear what I want to say because you blocked me. Okay. Now you regretting stuff. But I tried to help you when, before you got to that point. Don't nobody want to, everybody want to do what they want to do. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us that parable. And Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Yes. Why do they not understand? Because they blind their own self. The Bible declares that he has hidden some things from the people because they are what? Lost. So they can't understand. They can't see because they are lost. They lost to their own will, their own way, their own purpose, their own plan, their own thoughts, they just lost. And then when you tell them that they lost, they're mad and they're offended. Had a conversation with this minister, and he's staying in Michigan. And in the midst of me talking to him and all that stuff, and we was talking, and the Lord had me to tell him some things. And in the midst of me telling him some things, he acted as if he did not understand what I was saying. And so the Lord had me to break it down to him all over again. And so in the midst of me breaking it down to him, I told him, I say, you lost. Oh, why I say that? Oh, gee, I ain't lost. You are such. I say, would you be quiet and listen? Because you are lost concerned. I'm not lost. You are such. So I just let him go ahead and talk. And in the midst of him screaming and hollering and talking and talking and talking. After he got finished, I say, you done? Yes, click. And he hung up on me.
I said, okay.
Can't reason with a fool. I'm going to let him go ahead. Because I can't tell. And so maybe about 2 years later, which is the second year, his wife contacted me. And in the midst of his wife contacted me, I was praying for and everything. And he heard me praying for her. And he said, did you block me? Because I've been trying to call you, and I say, absolutely. I said, because what gets me is that people don't want to talk to you or deal with you unless they want you to pray for them for a quick fix. And so he had called me when he was in the hospital about to die. And I prayed for him. And the Lord told him he was going to heal him and raise him up. 3 days later, he was at the hospital, breathing on his own. He was on machines and everything. And then the Lord had me to try to tell him some things. And now you're mad. And you want to fuss and cuss, man of God. Ain't that what we say? He said good and evil. I just read these scriptures. Even in your anger, these thoughts should not be there. But that's what's down in your heart. Y'all getting it? So, absolutely. Block. Because my condition, my commandment, I ain't got to put up with that. I'm talking about what the Lord just said, and I'm using me as an example. I ain't ashamed of nothing. And I ain't got it together. So in the midst of me blocking, the Lord say, unblock. I say, I don't want to deal with his foolishness. The Lord saying, are you not acting foolish? I said, okay. Unblock. Why? Because he wanted me to look at my reflection in my mind. That could very well trickle down in my heart to cause me to point the finger and wag the head. Did I stop talking about Yvette? Okay. Because I'm the only one that can confess my mess, right? Okay. I got that. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to try anyway. And Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the drought? But those things which proceed out of the mouth cometh forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. y'all see? Ain't Jesus a comedian? Y'all coming to me talking about why these fucking people ain't washing their hands, and you doing the opposite of what I tell you to do, and you evil. You got that? Let me tell you what really defiled for. Now, mind you, these was his disciples he was talking to. He talking to the ones that walk with him. He talking to the ones that he was teaching. He asked them, oh, you don't even understand either, do you? Oh, Lord. You know, they got on Jesus' nerve. You know they did. How many times he done said, he done looked at them? He was so sarcastic, wasn't he? Read the book. Jesus was sarcastic. He got sick and tired. Now, y'all walking with me every single day. I'm teaching y'all this stuff. And every time we get in secret, you will explain to us. He like, why you not understand when I'm teaching you? Let me tell you something. They were with him, and they were getting teachings, and everybody else wasn't. Y'all get what I'm saying? So the ones that's getting it firsthand, it's the ones that say, I don't understand. I don't know. We was on prayer line the other day, and as I was talking to him, and the Lord was saying something, I said, y'all do know that this is a counseling session. That, what the world? Y'all getting it firsthand. Stop saying what you don't understand. You just don't want to accept. Accept it. Accept that you're suppressing some things down in the inside of your heart that's causing you to pretend. How many times you done said you forgave somebody, and then in the midst of it, something else come up, and it bring back a flood of memories, and you hating them all over again? Is that not being faith? Why can't you just take accountability and say, I hate you? I hate you, and then just tell them and everything about you. I hate this, and I hate that, and I hate this, and that. And then say, but I don't want to go to hell for that hate, so I'm going to ask God to help me not to hate you. What's wrong with being true realism? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with telling the truth? Just being honest. I can't stand when you do that. You want me to tell you why I can't stand when you do that? Because it's fake. And you're fake. What's wrong with being honest? Now that may sound harsh, and it offends somebody. Am I right or wrong? Why is it offensive when it's the truth? What? Because the Bible says that we rather believe the lie that I'm not faith than the truth that I am. This is what the Bible says. You rather believe a lie than to believe the truth. And they don't want to be free from their own selves. We don't want to be free from our own selves. If I got a problem with you, I'm not going to keep on holding that thing in. That, because you know what? It's going to mentally torment. So I'm going to come to you and I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say, you know what? I got a problem with you because such and such and such. You did, you said, you acted. I'm going to tell you. Because my problem with you may not really be a problem once I hear what you got to say. It may be just something that I was thinking. Or something that I said. Or, you understand? It may not be a problem. I may have misunderstood the perception of what I saw. Or heard. My perception has caused me to portray a thing that is not true. So the Bible says that we also love even our very enemies. That's what the Bible says. Now be honest. How easy is that? It's not easy. Now mind you, somebody and anybody you may think is your enemy, when in actuality they got your best interest at heart. But your perception has caused you to think or believe that they are your enemy because you ain't getting what you want when you want it. Mm-hmm. Or they not acting the way that you want them to act at a certain time. So you think and believe that they your enemy. And it ain't nothing that they always against me and they always doing me like that. And they always, well, is that what you really believe? How about that? The Bible says if you see your brother or your sister overtaken in a fault, you're supposed to go to them and help them be back restored. So I'm coming to you telling you what your fault is and you mad and offended. And so you think I'm your enemy because I'm trying to help you. Drop the mic again. I'm trying to help you not be you so God can be God in you. I'm trying to help you to see your own reflection. Because you walking around with your eyes wide open shut. You think you see and you can't see. You think you understand but you don't. Oh, I understand what you're saying. And this is how I get folk air time. I understand what you're saying, Pastor. I say, explain it to me. Explain to me what you understand. And then when they get to explaining, I cut them off in mid-sentence. I be like, no. No. Well, I wasn't going to say that. Just be quiet and listen. Well, you got to hear me. And I say no. Because you already misunderstood what you said you understood. So what you finna say is irrelevant. Let me help you to see the truth. But they offended even at that. You see what I'm saying? I'm not finna entertain lies. In conversations. I don't even want to hear what you got to say. Because your first 5 words let me know you're lost in this conversation. Now you may not be lost in the next one. But in this one you lost and I don't want to hear it. So you offended because I don't want to hear it. Be offended then. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. And if you keep on trying to raise your voice and yell and scream and holler to get that lie out, I'll talk to you later. Bye now. She say deuces. Because you believe your lie. Now you want to try to convince me to get on board with your lie when that's a lie. Girl, I ain't getting on that bandwagon, that train, that boat, that plane. I ain't even doing none of that. So be mad and then pray. Well, you supposed to be, and you, but I am just who God say I am. And whether you believe I am that or not, again, that's your opinion. I can't make you think different about me. I can't persuade you. I can't even pay you, baby. Because I'm keeping my money. But what I can do is try to help you see the truth. The reflections within. Let's approve ourselves, you guys. Let's look at our own selves before we point the finger or wag the head. When you confessing something to somebody, you are not going to be sitting up there talking about, I said this because you said that and I did that. No, you had a choice. You had a choice to portray something different. You had a choice to think differently. We cannot allow nobody else's actions or reactions or their words or verbiage to alter what we know is right. And then if you feel like you are so angry, don't address that thing right then, because you don't want to speak nothing that's going to cause you to be condemned before God. I ain't talking about nobody else, because I don't give a rat's ass. Can't nobody in here put me in heaven or hell. So you're going to be offended at me because I'm going to let you have what? The truth. I got to give it to you. Because if I don't, the Bible say, woe be unto me and his blood on my hands. You think I got enough of my own blood. You think I want to carry yours too? The devil is a liar. He's a chief accuser of the brother. He want us to point the finger and wag the head at one another. He want us to be divided. Because he know if we get together, baby, he in trouble. He know this. So do not allow your experiences, your hurt, your situation, what you're going through and all this to alter what you think, trickle down to your heart and cause you to be wicked and evil with the thoughts, with the actions, with the reactions. Stop running away from stuff all the time. Face it. If you got a problem or an alter against your brother, your sister, please go and get that thing together. The Bible says if they do not want to accept you, let your peace return back unto you. Then take a witness. Take a witness that you are trying. For the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall see God. Try to make peace. Be at peace with everybody. If you can't, guess what? The Bible says you can't reason with a fool. Don't become guilty by association. Don't associate yourself with that thought because of somebody saying something mean, wicked, evil, cussed you out or called you a name. Let them call you a name. Because your name is what God wrote in the book of life. That name is something that they just made up. I used to always say this. When people used to call me out my name and say stuff, I'd be like, you mistaken me for your... Okay. You can put on the end of it whatever you want to.
But you weren't talking to me. You...
Stop mistaking me for your past hurts. Stop putting me in the same category of what somebody else. People always do that to me. I ain't people. I'm one individual now. Oh, that always happened to me. Well, break that generational curse then. Stop inviting these things into your mind that it dwells in your heart. I ain't got no room for it. I'm already filled up with a whole bunch of love. I ain't got no room for nothing else. I'm already filled up with a whole bunch of joy. I ain't got no room for sadness. I'm already filled up with a whole bunch of encouragement. I ain't got no room for depression. I'm already filled up with a whole bunch of courage. So I ain't scared of nothing. We got to do better within our own reflections that we will portray and reflect good on others. Regardless of what they do or what they say or how they feel or what they believe. Let God deal with that mess. That ain't your, don't you know that ain't your battle? That ain't even your concern. Lord, you told me you're going to make my enemies at peace with me. So I'm going to be at peace within me. Because you're going to make sure that peace is around me. What's wrong with accepting that? Lord, help me to be true, God. And in me being true, Lord, put your truth down in the inside of me. Then he going to start teaching you not to be fake. You know when somebody walk up to you and say, what's wrong with you? But everything is, and you be nothing, I'll be all right. No, you won't. No. So let's start over again. Lord, teach me how not to be superficial. Teach me how to be real. Teach me that. Now, something done happened to you, and I walk up to you. What's wrong with you, baby? Nothing. Is that being real? That's still being fake, ain't it? So I'm talking about the little things that God would allow to happen in your life. To manifest the things that we pray for. Lord, help me to accept the truth. Lord, help me to. Now, why did you just tell that lie? I ain't lying. But you did.
You just lied.
When you said you didn't lie, accept that you lied. Lord, help me with my attitude. Then somebody will walk up to you and do something to you. To how you are mad, then I'm those. How you going to act or how you going to react? You see what I'm saying? We ask God to, Lord, send this and Lord, do this and Lord. And then when all these tests and all this trying and all this stuff come, we get all discombobulated. Well, close your mouth and stop praying then. Because you don't want nothing that you're praying for. You don't want to be free from that bitterness and that anger. You don't want to be free from your past because you keep living in it and you're holding on to it. You won't let it go. He said, do not even look at the past. He said, don't dwell on it. He said, look forward. We be so wrapped up on the past so we can't even see our future. We got to do the book the way that he said in order for us to be able to have that peace. Let me tell you that I'm going to play this song that ministered to me.
This song ministered to me on yesterday. So tough.
This song ministered to me. I was sitting on my couch. And I was just thinking. And in the midst of it, I started listening to gospel music. And this song came on. I said, because I was just in the midst of me thinking, I did not know I was sitting there smiling. Until I started reflection within. I'm like, I'm just sitting up here smiling. Even in the midst of it all, listen to these words. God is. You can put on the end of it whatever you want to. See, he my light in darkness. Let me tell y'all something. We could be going through something, experience something, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's home, whether it's in your friendship, whether it's with your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your children, your family members. It could even be something that you're dealing with within the inside. The one thing that I know for sure and for certain, God is my friend when don't nobody else want to be, baby. God says that he would never leave me alone nor forsake me. So when I am even at home by myself, I ain't by myself. When I feel like I even want to go out to eat, baby, I don't mind going out by myself because I know I got some company. Did you hear what I say? It does not matter. I do not give a rat's tail if don't nobody ever ring my phone. But I know that's a lie because somebody always wants some prayer. I don't give a rat's tail if I'm not invited to nothing, baby, because you know what? I know how to get in my car and invite myself to places where I ain't even got to put up with this or put up with that. I know God is in me and everything that I need to be. Can't nobody tell me what I can't have because God gave me the keys and I can have any and everything that I desire. Why? Because God is. He my creator, baby. He's my breath. He's my physician. I know he my healer. He make a way out of no way. God is any and everything that I need to be. When you say, oh, I'm all by myself now, baby, it's a lonely walk in ministry. Did you hear what I say? People gonna come and they are gonna go. People will love you 1 minute and hate you the next. And still, God is to me. I know for sure and for certain that I ain't got to worry about him betraying me, because if I'm doing something wrong, he gonna make me over. Did you hear what I say? He gonna let me know when I'm doing something I ain't got no business doing. I ain't got to worry about him being unfaithful to me, because the Bible declares he's faithful and he just. I ain't got to worry about him being a backstabber. I ain't got to worry about him planting seeds of discord with me and other people. I ain't got to worry about him laughing at me when I stumble and fall, because he said a just man may fall 7 times, but he ain't cast out. I ain't got to worry about him not letting me in, because he says that he has already engrafted me into his kingdom. He never said that I was perfect, but he said he will perfect me. So God is everything to me. It don't matter what nobody else think about me, how they point the finger, wag the head, accuse. You can do whatever you want to do, because I know for sure and for sure God is. And if God is inside of me, I am everything that he said that I am. And what you believe that I am, look at your reflection and make sure it ain't you. How about that? It's praying time. I want y'all to write all this stuff down on the yellow sheet of paper that's causing you to think and believe that you are not what God says you are. He is this right here. Look. He my strength. He my life. All pain and all strength. Baby, let me tell you something. If don't nobody else love me here on this earth, I know my children and my grandchildren and my cat do. I can't keep him out the bed with me. Did y'all hear what I say? He always want me to pet him, and he is faithful to me. Did you hear what I say? I'm just saying, God is everything to me. That's why I love him so much. That's why I love him so much. When my mother and my father, my sister, my when everybody forsake me, baby, God is. It don't bother me. I just know I'm being elevated. Because everybody that I want to go with me, they not qualified. And neither can they partake in the portion. I'm just saying. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for being just who I need him to be inside of my life. I want you guys, please, to understand that God wants us to be at peace with one another. He don't want us to be walking around here bickering and fighting and all that other different other foolishness. Because when we get up there to heaven, baby, the only thing we're going to be doing is praising him. We ain't going to have time for all this other foolishness. So any and everything and any and everybody that ever offended you or make you feel some type of way, please write that stuff down. I'm asking you guys on today, if you got an art against your brother or your sister, I wouldn't give a rest to tell who it is. Please contact them and get that thing together. Because you don't want your prayers to be hindered nor amiss. Let God be your refuge. Let him be any and everything that you need. It's okay to be alone. It's okay not to. Not, let me tell you something. Sometimes the Lord gets you alone because he wants you to see some things in you. Are y'all following me? God is, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Leave the baby alone. Thank you, Jesus. She want to pray to you. See, she on her knees. Thank you, God. Write down this stuff, y'all. I love you guys so much. Please know that. Thank you, Jesus. God is. I want y'all to write down everything that caused you to hurt, that caused you to pain. Any and everything from your past is still a strain on your brain. Please, y'all, write that stuff down. Release all this stuff on today. Because I want y'all to be free. Don't nobody know your story. Don't nobody know what you've been through. But we do know the testimonies that you have given, what he has brought you through. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Touch your people on today as they write down all these things, Lord. Give them peace in their mind and even in their heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they won't be grudging, that they won't be ashamed or embarrassed, that they won't have regrets, Lord. Help your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we write these things down and give them unto you, Lord, that we will not hold on to this stuff, Father God, because the past will destroy us and hinder us from walking in our future. Lord, touch your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not continue to lean to our own understanding, thinking and believing a thing, and being so opinionistic, pointing the finger, wagging the head at one another, God, but help us to be able to reason with one another. Help us to be able, Father God, to come into agreement, even if we disagree, Lord. Help us not to be grudging and haughty and prideful, Lord. These are the things, Father God, that we need you to help us with and deliver us from, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we do want to be pleasing in your sight. God, I'm asking you to even comfort our hearts on today, Father God, that we would not think and believe that we are alone, Lord, because you are God. And you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You are with us even until the very end of the world, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be clothed with your truth and your righteousness on today, Lord, that we will not live a lie. We will not be superficial. And we will not walk around, Father God, in a chameleon suit and pretend that. But let us be true to one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be sincere and have a pure heart. Remove the hardness of the heart on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and break up the fallow ground. Give us a heart of flesh, God, that any and everything that you say, God, that you show us, even in your word, God, it'll stimulate some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things. Oh, God, we crying out to you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we need your help to get past some things, Father God. We have walked away from Amiyoko Shana. We have suppress some things, God. But right now, God, we want to release these things unto you and casting our cares on you, because we know that you care for us. We want you to take away all this hidden stuff. Take away all these things, Father God, that we have put in our treasure box and buried, uprooted, exposing, moving. Release us from it on today, Father God, that we will walk in the freedom of your truth, Jesus. Help us, Lord. He called my mind, little Goshana. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will continue, Father God, to turn back to our wicked ways and our wicked thoughts, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will live as the new creatures that you have made us, God, and not continue, Father God, to have attitude problems and not being able to communicate with one another, Lord, without yelling and screaming, God. Helping us not to be able to sin in the midst of our anger. Oh, God, we shaking off all this stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and even help us to forgive our own selves and some things that we have done, some things that we have said, even against people, God, even against the men and women of God, even our opinion, help us on today, Father God, to be free even from our own selves, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to move forward, that we may be able to press forward. Help us on today, Father God, to accept you in totality. Help us on today, Father God, to accept your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan in our lives. We need you on today, God. We don't want to go back to our old ways. We don't want to go back to our old actions. We don't want to go back to our old thoughts. Help us on today, God. Free us from the old, Lord. Touch our hearts on today, God, and circumcise our hearts. Remove all this stuff, Father God, that causes it to be hard. palace on today, God, and take it all away, God. Ha! We build up these fortresses, Lord. We put ourselves in these barricades, God, because we think and believe that we can protect our own selves. But we're asking you to help us on today. We're asking you to help us as we lay it down at your feet. We asking you to help us, God, to remove all this stuff. To remove all this stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives. We need you, God, to remove these thorns. It's some thorns in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we keep on sticking people with. Don't you know thorns is in the roses and all the stuff that smell good and look good. It's portraying a certain other thing. But let me sit up here and tell you on today, we can actually be that stem with thorns on it, and we stick another folk with it as they touch us, as we touch their lives. We got to be careful of the seeds that we plant. We got to be careful in the thoughts that we have towards other people, and even the seeds that we plant within our own hearts, in our own minds, that causes us to easily plant them into somebody else. Uproot these seeds on today, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give us the clarity that we need, God. Help us to dispose of all these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's not pleasing in your sight. Because these things, Father God, they easily beset us. They put us in a place, Father God, where we do not want to be. We're talking about the thorns in our flesh, God. We're talking about the evilness, the wickedness, the self-will, the ill will that we have towards others. We're talking about the bitterness and the hate. We're talking about that vengeful spirit. We're talking about that grudging spirit. We're talking about the spirit of division. We're talking about the spirit of lost hope. We're talking about that discouragement. All these thorns, Father God, in the name of Jesus, they put us in a place, God, where we do not want to be. So we're asking you to help us on today, God. We're coming to you confessing that we need your help. We're coming to you confessing, Father God, that these things are down in the inside of our heart, and we do not even know how to get rid of it. We do not even know how to stop doing it, Lord. So we're asking you to help us on today, God. We're asking you to give us a heart to accept the reflection. Give us a heart to accept what you want to portray in us. Give us a heart to accept your truth, that we can live your truth, walk in your truth, and even speak your truth. Oh God, I'm asking you to remove them on today, Father God, that we will be complete and whole in you, and that you complete the work that you've even begun inside of us, Lord. Remove these thorns, Jesus. Take it away, God. Just say, take it away, Lord. We want to be holy. We want to be true. We want to be righteous. Oh God, we want to be holy. Oh mama, nidoloko shanida la kasiya. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh mama, nidoloko shanida la kasiya. Give us a heart to accept these things, God. That you show us even about our own self or the reflections within us. Help us, Lord. Oh, ba-ba-ba-ba, shunnida lokosia. Help us, Father God, to even address these things, Lord, in a manner of self-control. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that even as we address these things, Father God, we will not be so opinionless to point our finger wagging our head. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to walk in unity, Lord, that we will not be divided, Jesus. Help us on today, Father God, and give us a heart of absolution. Give us a heart of forgiveness. Help us on today, Father God. Oh God, that we will not hold on to all this old stuff, Lord. Help us to release these things unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that you can handle it. We trust you with all our foolishness. We trust you, Father God, with all our hurts. We trust you, Father God, with ourselves, Lord. Regulate our minds on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will have a man of peace and love and holiness, Lord. Oh, God. He called my mind in loco shana. We don't want to forfeit absolutely nothing. We don't want to delay anything, Father God, that you have already designed for us. We want to be in our right positions, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we would love one another out of a pure heart. Help us on today, Father God, that we would be sincere towards one another. Give us that wisdom that we need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, when we experience all these things, God, that we will have enough wisdom to approach it the right way, God. And in the midst of it, Lord, I'm asking you to give us the knowledge that we need, that even in the wisdom, as us approaching it, Father God, we will know what to say and even how to say it. And even if you want us to simply just close our mouth and be still, Lord, we want to be able to do that willingly. Lord, give us the understanding that we will not lean to our own understanding. And then open up our hearts on today, Father God, that we may be able to accept your truth, God. And even though, Father God, in the name of Jesus, it may force us, press us, or make us take accountability of acknowledging our own error, God. Please, Lord, let us have the reflections of you and not the reflections of the world or carnality. I'm asking you to help us on today, God. Take it away, God. Take it away, God. Any regrets? Let us make the right choices, Lord. And help us to get it right, because we cannot get it right on our own. We're confessing it on today. And we're asking you to do it even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Just ask the Lord to take it away. Because he's the only one that can do it for you. He's the only one that can fix it. Because there's some things that's going on down inside of our hearts. Don't nobody really know but me and God. You and God. That ill will, that evil, that wickedness, that bitterness, that selfishness, that all the fornications and all the other stuff, the adultery, any and everything that is contrary to the will, the way, the purpose, and the plan of the Lord. Ask him right now, take it away, take it away, take it away. You're giving all of you to the Lord. Every worry, every care, every concern. We carry other people's burdens and other people's troubles. We're giving that to him right now. Forgive us of our sins on today, God. We have not just sinned against you, Lord, but we sinned against one another. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our trespasses. Forgive us for our iniquities. Even that secret stuff. Forgive us, God. Touch our minds. Touch our bodies. Touch our hearts, God. Jesus, he's faithful and he's just. Can't nobody fix you like video will see. Only God could do it, y'all. Touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. The Bible declares that he made us in his own image. To be more like Jesus. Lord, we want to be more like you. We want to be more like you, Jesus. Because you will forgive the unforgivable. Come on, somebody. Make me more like you, Jesus, because you will forgive the unforgivable. Make me more like you, Jesus. Oh, Baba, you will love the unlovable. Some people don't know how to accept love, but he love them anyway. Oh, Baba, more like you, God. Make us more like you that we may be able to accept your truth, even if it's a reflection of ourselves, Lord. Help us to accept it. More like you, Lord. That we will love one another out of a pure heart. That we will forgive. Help us not to hold a grudge, because you don't hold a grudge. If you did, we'll all be doomed. More like you, Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, mama, niloko shanga. Lord, I'm standing in a gap for everybody in this sanctuary. I'm standing in a gap for everybody that you even allowed to cross my path. I'm standing in a gap for any and everybody that even came up against me. I'm standing in a gap for any and everybody who is with me. I'm standing in a gap for any and everybody, Father God, that I ever prayed for. I'm standing in the gap, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for any and everybody I ever even laid eyes on and never even said a word. I'm standing in the gap for every nation, every tongue, every religion, and every nationality, Lord. Every culture in every country. I'm standing in the gap, God.
So pure.
That your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan be done. For all of us individually, make us over. Make us more like you. Lord, we coming to you and we telling you it ain't easy. But we know, Father God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, speak, or imagine. We know that you are able to fix us the way you want to fix us. Because you are the potter and we are the clay. More like you, God. More like you, God. More like you, God. That's it. Y'all let it all out. On the count of three, I want everybody to scream and release, because y'all suppressing and holding in some things. One, two, three. Scream. Let it out.
The God take this.
Oh, my mind in the local shana. All the stuff.
He said, Titus,
don't let it be a strain on your brain.
Just like me and you, it's just dirt.
Oh, my mind in the local shana. Jesus. Lift it up off your people, God. You know any and everything that they holding in. You know any and everything that's a strain on their brain. You know any and everything, Father God, that has caused them, Father God, to be in that place, God. I'm asking you to lift them up, restore the joy. Encourage your people, God.
He said, because it has to stick, and you can't just passively just throw it on there. He said, you got to push it. He said, you can't hurt it. Don't worry about it. It's going to be what you want it to be. Just throw it on there and press it.
Jesus.
Shekhah.
Jesus.
And we begin to form this tree. Form it. He said, put your hands around it. And he said,
we're giving it all to you right now, God.
He said, you'll know when it's ready.
We releasing it right now. We're not going to take nothing back with us.
He said, you will know when it's really
ready. Don't take nothing back with you. Jesus.
He said, as long as you feel resistance, you can't form it.
You can't resist what God is doing inside of you. Stop resisting. Let God be God and don't you be you. Give it all to him right now. Give it all to him right now. Every sickness, every pain, every heartache, every fear, every tear, every doubt. Give him that hate. Give him that bitterness. Let him make you over. Let him make you over in your mind. Let him make you over in your thoughts. Let him make you over in your life. Oh, Baba, share the local side now. Do it right now, God. 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 We're releasing it to you right now, God, because we know you can handle it. We know ain't nothing impossible with you. We know you capable. We know you able, Lord. We know, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. See, sometimes we mess up and then we got to get back up. We got to begin again. Don't you get stuck in that spot. Don't you get stuck in that situation. Don't you get stuck in that conversation. Don't you get stuck in that experience. You better keep it moving.
And so I begin to
keep going. Money.
And he said, you gotta put
don't stop.
Been too gentle with it.
Don't stop. The
first ball. And I said,
Jesus.
I said, so what do we do with this clay?
Jesus.
I said, do we throw it away?
Jesus. Come on now. Come on now.
I said, do we throw it away?
The Lord can make something beautiful out of damaged goods. You may have been damaged from your childhood. You may have been damaged because of an experience. You may have been damaged by your past. You may have been damaged by decoded. But let me tell you, God can work with them damaged goods. He'll make something great out of you. He'll make something beautiful out of you. He'll use that damage and turn it into something good. You are damaged goods. Jesus. Jesus. He'll put you back together, baby. He'll put every puzzle in its proper place. He'll position you, baby, that you'll move forward. You ain't too broken that he can't fix it. You ain't too messed up that he can't change it. You ain't too far gone that he can't redeem the time. Oh, Baba, share the local sana. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Manga. Manga. Thank you, Lord, for fixing it. Thank you for changing it. Thank you for healing it. Thank you for restoring it. Thank you for reconciling it. Thank you, Lord, for helping us today.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
But not defeat.
Thank you, Jesus.
Cast down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not destroy.
You may be seated if you want to. Know that God loves you, and so do I. Thank you, Jesus.
It's turning around.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And support.
Thank you, God, for moving some things out the way. Thank you for your hope.
Felt so alone.
Thank you for your restoration.
Some of my
thank you for completing the work that you begun in your people.
Let me die.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I still believe.
He also said on Friday that the tables was turning. Everything is turning and working out for your good. The Lord wants us to get it right so he can make it right. And he loves us all. He don't have no respect to person. Thank you. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of things.
God is.
God is making.
He making a way for us, y'all.
Change is coming.
He changing. It's coming.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
Just believe God. It ain't no reason to doubt.
I know he's working.
He working it all out right now for you, Keita. He working it out right now. He turning it around. He's been proving himself.
This is the good news.
It ain't gonna always be like this.
It
ain't gonna always be like this, y'all. That thing that concerns us, he gonna perfect it. Thank you, Jesus. Sooner or later, just wait on God. Believe God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for the help and the hope that you are giving us. I thank you for restoring us in our minds, Lord, that we won't be stuck. Oh, God, thank you. I thank you for the restoration. I just keep hearing that. Restoration. Restoration. Thank you for restoring us, God. Thank you for completing the work you begun. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for redeeming the time. Some of us think that we are behind or we lost. God said he's redeeming the time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I hope it was something said on today that help us all to look at our reflections and portray the image of Jesus. Even in our anger, y'all. Even in all the stuff that's going on. We got to stay in a place of being unified and do not allow the enemy to cause division. Do not allow the enemy to deceive you into believing your opinion or believing what you see or what you hear, because deception is real. Thank you, Jesus. I see the breaking. He moving some things. I love the Lord so much. He is so gracious towards us. That word just ministered to me, y'all. It helped me so I won't be me and God could be God inside of me. Because the one thing, I don't want my prayers to be in vain. I don't want them to go amiss. I want him to not just hear them, but I want God to honor my prayers, y'all. I thank God for giving me a mind and a heart to openly confess my mess without any shame, embarrassment, fear, hesitation, doubt, and I dare not compromise. I just thank God. I love the Lord so much. It's getting better. The tables are turning. We can't stay. Don't y'all know that it's all part of elevation? So everything that you're going through now, God is letting you know that you're stronger than what you think you are, so that he can elevate you to the next level of faith. Because this is from faith to faith. So he can elevate you to the next position. So he can elevate you to the next condition. I'm telling y'all, don't y'all let this stuff hinder you from going from faith to faith, glory to glory. From being in your position in God. Because where you are right now and what God put inside of you, it ain't enough room. Is y'all getting it? So he got to put you in a higher place in him because he's expanding you. Are y'all getting it? He's stretching you. Did you hear me? The struggle is over. I just heard that for you. I just heard that for you. The struggle is over. I don't know what area it's in, but you know. The Lord said the struggle is over. You might not see it right now. I dare you to believe it. Jesus. He has proven himself to us, y'all. He's so gracious towards us, even in spite of us being us. That mercy is sufficient. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the enrichment in the understanding of your word. That we would maybe your koshana move forward. You're moving forward. You're moving forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his word. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering.
See what I said earlier, even a child know when they're doing something wrong.
No.